Hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Smoking Simian podcast this lovely Monday morning. Oh, Christ. Lord, smoking in that cigar lounge. I'm saying you get a little secondhand cancer going on in there. Whoa, I got to take a little water. Take a little water, a little extra off, and I hope you guys are having a great Monday. Or whenever you're listening to this, because, you know, sometimes you don't catch it on the day of. But either way, whatever day you're listening to, I hope it's a great one. And I would like it to be on Mondays, because goddammit, that's the time I put the, you know what I'm saying? I put this shit on Monday. Be there for it. You know what I'm saying? Be there for it. Shit. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episodes. Super, super awesome having Tom Evans on. Took a little bit of time to get him on. He's super busy, always super busy, as you could tell. You know, he talked about 1,000 different things that he's already done, and he said he's 33 or 32, something like that. But it was great to have him on. So shout out to him, shout out to everybody who saw that episode and shared that episode and told everybody about it. And there's something that you also may have noticed from that episode, and you're probably noticing right now: there is no more Life Boost coffee. So that means that you are all free to go and get any other coffee until I give you guys a deal on a new one. It might not even be coffee, if I'm being honest with you, but I still have mad Life Boost coffee. In fact, it's right here. Still sitting next to me, but they're not giving me no more money. So you could buy them if you want, but you won't be getting that discount. You slipped. You slipped if you like coffee, because that's some good coffee, and I won't be plugging it anymore. So, sorry. Sorry about that. Better luck next time on Dragon Ball Z. So, what's going on with me, guys? I started another new job. Isn't that the story of this podcast? This podcast should just be about me and my jobs. I feel like there's something going on in the camera. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hideous. Anyway, I'm bartending now. I was able to completely convince this bar of very, very nice people, very nice owners, phenomenal place. I was able to convince them that I knew what I was doing, and I'm starting to know what I'm doing. It's not that far off from serving, and I've also cooked as well, so it's very similar. You're still making things, but so I'm doing that right now. So it's nice to chill in there and see all the regulars come in and puff and get, pretty high off the nicotine going on in that place, and the smoke just getting that second, you know what I'm saying? That's so, and you go outside and it's so cold, you run to your car. I get in my car, I can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? Because from the shop to the, from the bar to the car, it's freezing out there. And it's just taking so much off of your lung capacity just being in there. But I'm exaggerating. I'm really exaggerating. It's a super nice place in there. Never going to tell you guys where it is, though. Never even going to bring it up. So good luck. Good luck. You're going to have to go to every cigar bar in the tri-state area to find out where I'm at. To find out where I'm slanging dreads, which you're going to have to go and ask and figure out what the fuck's going on, because I'm going to send you guys on a wild goose hunt. Or chase. Both. You're going to have to hunt. You're going to have to chase, then hunt. It's not just going to be an easy, but no, you're going to have to chase them first. Then that's what it's going to be all about. But there's something that was on my mind, aside from all that bullshit. There's something on my mind. There's some new bullshit that I'm going to bring up. And, it's something that I think all of us deal with, especially in this generation. For the longest time, I would always look at, my parents and, even my grandparents, be like, they love watching TV. They fucking love to watch TV. This is crazy. Like, I liked watching TV when I was a little kid. Like, I could sit there and watch whatever the fuck. I would watch the same shit all the time. I'd watch Caillou, you know what I'm saying? That little bald motherfucker with a yellow shirt running around, not matching at all, right, with blue shorts. He had, like, a red collar. He was banged up. But anyway, I'd watch him all the time. I'd watch Barney. This is like a real little kid. But then as I got older, I also did. I still like to watch TV. But as I got to higher teens in high school, I started to realize I stopped watching TV like super often. I kept doing like YouTube videos, or you know, sometimes I would check out Netflix every once in a while, but I would rarely use it. And I was like, why does that generation, using my family as an example, why do they love watching TV? Like, it's crazy. They're always watching TV. TV is just what the downtime is. If there's a TV around, you turn it the fuck on. That's it. And you watch.
Let's see, what's this, bowling? Let's watch this. So if not, we can watch the news, or, you know, we can turn to QVC and spend guapola, you know what I'm saying? You can, that's what's on the news. Do sports, you know what I'm saying? If you watch it that's what's on the TV. And for a while, I was like, that's all that's on TV. Like, how do people love watching this shit? The news, you know what I'm saying? The people selling you shit, the same shows. Like, there wasn't a lot of creative television. And I just, you know, strayed away from it. And I like the short form stuff anyway. I guess when it comes to consumption, like, you know, consuming content and whatnot, I love the like, you can go into YouTube and find something super, super specific to what you want to watch, and you can watch it as much as you fucking want. You know what I'm saying? It's free. So, like, in my mind, I'm like, that's awesome. So I just strayed away from that. But anyway, the whole reason I brought this up is because television, as they were obviously our grandparents, it was even newer to them. But for a lot of our parents, and I have older parents, I shouldn't say a lot of our parents, but just some of the older generations, right? Before phones, the thing to do was watch TV. Everybody watches the fuck out of TV, whatever the fuck it is. And some of our parents were around in the, you know, golden ages, if there even is one of those, right? I assume every art has a golden age. So I could be completely talking out of my ass. But anyway, some of the older parents saw maybe better quality or different quality TV than some of our younger parents have. But either way, they all have in common that they fucking watched a lot of TV. And that was just the thing to do. That was when you're bored, you turn on the TV. And I just remember being like, wow, that's really weird. And then now, being 23 years old, and I remember thinking that as a teen, right? So in high school. Now, I graduated high school in 2015. So that's 6 years, right? Or am I retarded? No, it's 6 years. So now I'm realizing what our generation is absolutely addicted to. Absolutely addicted to. Probably far worse than a television, because you're, you know, away from your television. But our cell phones. Our cell phones, I myself am realizing when there's a still in a conversation, and when you want to stop talking to somebody, or, you know, instead of doing it through the conversation, it's almost like, let me pull out my phone to let them know I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? Let me avert eye contact. You know what I'm saying? Let me just, oh no. Oh God, he's coming. You pull out your phone. Oh, Jesus, okay. He knows I'm on my phone. He'll leave me alone. Let me just scroll up and down on Instagram. And then when you do that, now you're like, oh, I'm already on Instagram. So let's check all the other things that I check. Check this person and that, you know, this famous person. What do they put up? Like a few things. Go on the explore page, right? And then now you're already on your phone. So it's like, let me check my other social media. And it just spirals, or snowballs, rather. And it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very bad. It's crippling almost. And I mean that, I mean that, like, that's a harsh word, especially for addiction. When you say something like crippling addiction, it is, like, to me, in my mind, that means it hinders some part of you. Like, it hinders some, you know, it hinders some ability that you once had, but now that you're doing this thing, this addiction, this habit, you lost it. And I feel like conversation and, you know, people-to-people skills, part of it's being lost. But then there's a part of me that's like, someday we won't even need any of that bullshit. Nobody's going to be talking to each other. Not at all. People don't talk to each other now. And we're at, like, the bare bones of things. You know what I'm saying? We're still using things. Now it just happens to be our fingers, but we're still using tangible, you know, digits. We're using our hands. We're using tools. We're using all this stuff. There's already, you know, Isn't Neuralink supposed to be a way to transmit, like you can converse with people just by thinking? You don't even need to talk. Like, isn't that like what the idea is behind it? I'm pretty sure that's, from a fairly reliable source, like that's what it's meant to be. So if we're not that far off from that, then imagine by that point, nobody's going to be talking about anything. There's going to be robots being your bartender. The bartender's not going to be a therapist no more. There's going to be, robots doing all the, every single job that's like menial and nonsense is going to be a fucking robot. Because all you have to do is pay for the repairs and whatever, you know. Obviously, there's still going to be mom and pop shops. But as that shit grows, as supply goes up, prices go down. That's what happens with everything. Why do you think Yeezys are so affordable now? But when they first dropped, oh God, bless me, thank me. What the fuck was I talking about? When the Yeezys first dropped, and I know nothing about sneakers, them shits were mad money. I remember, again, I was in high school, and everybody's talking about Yeezys, and I'm like, dude, you can buy a car for one of those motherfuckers. You can buy a little piece of shit car and drive around. You want to get some sneakers? Not saying anybody got them, but anyway, besides, that's not the point. What I'm trying to get at is that eventually as the supply goes up, the price is going to go down and everybody's going to be able to have, people won't need other people to do jobs. You know what I'm saying? There'll be no more human error. There might be some robotic error, though, or some mechanical error. There might be a lot more of that. So there'll be far more jobs regarding tech support, and it's just going to be a whole new industry. And I'm kind of going off on a tangent about this, but the whole point that I'm bringing up is addiction to our cell phones is rampant. Like, to me, it's very detrimental, and I'm saying this as a person who participates. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying this as somebody who, doesn't use their phone. Like, I use my phone all the time. I wouldn't do any of this if I wasn't. Let me tell you guys something. If I wasn't trying to be, an entrepreneur and do this podcast and all this stuff, if I didn't need to be on social media and do any of that stuff, believe me, I fucking wouldn't. Believe me, I hate that shit. I hate it. I think I remember being, younger and really loving social media, like, wow, this is cool, we can do all this, and feeling like, like a boomer when they first find out about Facebook, and now they can fuck around on there, and they can get mad at people, and, there's no retaliation, right? No real retaliation, right? You can say whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. That's kind of how I felt, and it's crazy to compare, a middle schooler, high schooler to, like, a grown-ass person, but that's another conversation for a different day. Where the fuck was I getting at with all that? That's a good question. That is a good question. I think it's time we talk about our other sponsor, which is myself. And this is totally a fill-in because I totally lost my train of thought. But let me tell you guys something. Obsessive aggression. You understand me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Obsessive aggression is my brand. 16-ounce premium boxing gloves designed by me. They are top quality. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. You understand me? These gloves are great, people. They're great. And they're my brainchild. So if you listen to this show, then you're going to hear me talk about it for fucking ever. So eventually you're going to fucking buy some if you keep listening to me. So we're going to get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Just send me the money. Send me the cashola. You understand? Just boom, boom, boom. No, but really, guys, this is just as new. Not just as new. It's actually newer than the podcast. And, that endeavor is newer than this. But I'm using this as a means to get it out because I really want to grow this. And they're great for anybody. They're great for guys who are training to fight. They're great for, people who go to a cardio kickboxing class or people who train, at an actual gym, but
you know, moderately. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be, what the point I'm trying to get at here is you don't need to be a pro fighter to use these things. They, you know, they're boxing gloves. They're phenomenal. They are phenomenal boxing gloves that I have created, and I want to share them with you people. And I can't understand why I can't just get that point out to you. I don't know why. I don't know why. But please check out the website. It's in the description. Always, obsessiveaggression.com. Check it out. At least check out the site. You know what I'm saying? I put some time into the site. We got some cool pictures. We got a cool video. Also on the YouTubes. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, do that. Right? Go ahead and do that. But yeah, being addicted to the phone and all that shit is brutal. I think what I was trying to get at with the social media is that I wouldn't have to do any of that shit. I wouldn't be a part of any of that shit. And the goal is to one day not have to be. If I'm being honest, I love doing this. This is a podcast. This is different than, but all the extra stuff is, it's painful. It really is. And this is me bitching about it. I want you guys to hear. It comes with the territory. It comes with the territory. It's a struggle that I'm happy to deal with. Not in the moment, but if I know it's going to get me better at this, if I know it's going to get me, you know, where the fuck I want to be, then fuck it. I'll eat it. I don't care. It sucks right now. It sucks in the process, but that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Figuring all this stuff out sucked. Now that I'm doing it, it's great. You get used to it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm over here talking about social media in that light. I mean, it could be fucking great. I could at some point not have a problem with it, have a good relationship with it. But right now, I know me and I know a lot of people listening feel that way. And this is for all ages. I know when you're younger, I don't know how many young people are listening to this, but, you know, it's obviously easier to get engulfed in the shit and you have more time to, you know, wear it off. But, you know, older people my age, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to put the fucking phone down. Have my times in the day where I use it for promotional purposes, for, you know, recreation purposes, right? I always say include fuck off time. So anytime I have to fuck off, fuck it. Pull my phone out, watch a video, do this, do that, whatever. I'm going to try. I really am. And it's hard. It's a hard monkey to get off your back, if you know what I'm saying. I would think there's some that are far worse, right? You know, maybe sugar. Sugar's a hard one. Maybe, I don't know, it's slipping my mind. Maybe opiates? Maybe. Might be the opiates, phone, social media. I don't know. They're close. As a person who is an avid user of, you know, caffeine and marijuana, and I'd like to smoke my cigars, so some nicotine in there. Social media is a tough one. And I don't mean to, you know, I want to say the way that it hooks you is very different, right? Sometimes you're just mindlessly on your phone. It's not even any kind of an ulterior motive. It's just like a routine, right? You just pull it out, boom, swipe, 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 or you know what I'm saying, scroll, whatever the fuck the terminology is, swipe, scroll. It's late, people, all right? I'm slaving over this microphone for you right now, so don't try to, you know, come at me because, you know, I'm not hooked on phonics down here in the basement. Not saying anybody does that, but you might be thinking it. And I don't even want you to think it. I want to be in your brain. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in your thoughts positively. So, yeah, I'm going to, you know, try to make a little conscious effort to, you know, try and figure that shit out. Try to cut back on it. I would implore you all to do so. And obviously the reason why I want to cut back on it is because it's something that I'm finding to be a little detrimental. You know what I'm saying? If we don't
hold ourselves to some checks and balances, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, what the fuck are we even doing? You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out where we're lacking, where we're slacking, and we got to get cracking, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's bars. There's bars right here. But, yeah, what else is happening, guys? We're getting a new studio. I had to do a quiet one. Couldn't go too loud. But, yeah, we're getting a new studio. We're moving. It's going to be in an actual room. The landlord's going to know I'm here. Right? That's pretty cool. Yeah, there's going to be some new shit. It's going to be a little bit new of a setup. It's going to be a new table. Table's going to be a little jerry-rigged. It's going to be cool. Maybe even some new chairs. We're going to be able to have, I'm thinking, we're going to see how it plays out, but I'm thinking we're going to be able to have up to 4 people on the podcast at once, which is going to be dope. Dope. I'm realizing my voice is getting far deeper. It's very interesting. I feel like it's because of the cigars, you know what I'm saying? The cigars and the backwoods and shit like that. It's not good. It's definitely not good. I need to go see a doctor or something. Not for the voice, but, you know, I need to go anyway. I haven't been to a physician in years since I had to. I don't know the last time I've been. 3-4 years? Damn. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. the new podcast room is going to be awesome. We also later on down the road, I might be traveling for some podcasts. That's going to be dope. As long as everything plays out right. So that'll be very cool. Just want to keep doing different things, guys. I want to keep experimenting with things, and I want to get, I want to get somewhere with this stuff. You guys know this. I want to get to a place where I can just do this all the time. And I don't have to worry about, oh, I got to work Saturday, so I can't live stream the fights with, you know, these 3 people that I wanted to have on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to just be able to go and do it. And again, essentially, I can, right? Anybody can go and do anything, but I got to work. I'm at the point where I have to work, and I have to do this for a while. This is going to be what the fuck it is for a while, and you're going to hear me talk about it for a motherfucking while, so.
Sorry.
But yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm getting closer and closer and closer to calling the guy in this area, Mr. John Parada, who handles all the open mics. I'm getting very, very close to calling that gentleman up and getting back on stage and doing something. Yes, I'm just thinking about it. I'm kind of getting excited. I haven't gotten excited about going back up on stage. So I've always just said it like, oh yeah, I'm going to go back up. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh God, I'm never doing that shit again. But now I'm thinking about it, and like, I'm writing some stuff, and I'm getting, like, the idea of how I need to write and, you know, bits and writing and all that shit. So I'm thinking I'm going to be able to attack it in a more mature way, in a more systematic way. And everything that I try to do is methodical. Like, I try to be methodical and systematic. I chop. I break. And, yes, there are times where I spaz and I go off. But there's also times where I'm stagnant, ebbs and flows, right? I do nothing or whatever. But my preferred way of doing things is methodical, over time, right? I invest long term. I don't do very much, you know, day trading or short term, any of that stuff. You know, anything that I do, anything that I want to get good at, I know that I have to take time. So I want to get back into stand-up because I've kind of made that connection in my mind. The thing is again, it's another thing that's going to take up time. If I really fall in love with it, then that is where, you know, some things are going to start to change. I would totally still do the podcast, 100%. And this is just me thinking out loud. This is just me ranting on, if you will, about the possibilities of this is what goes on in my head when I try to start something new, of all the things that are going to have to change. The podcast is going to stay, obviously. This is a form of content, form of entertainment, comedy is very fucking similar. So I would keep the podcast, but the brand, as far as Obsessive Aggression, is going to be very hard to keep up with. And I would use this obviously as a medium to still get it out, but there may come a time where it's like, shh, let me cut this off. I'm going to have to cut this off for a little bit and come back to it and hope that my creation that I'm creating here, the podcast, and if, again, this is if I really get into stand-up comedy, like if I fall in love with the way that I've fallen in love with this, and I really want to make it a part of my life, then it's like, I'm going to definitely go broke. There's no money in stand-up comedy at the beginning. Hell no, there's none. But fortunately enough, we have other ways to gain a following and make money for ourselves, aside from working, right? But believe you me, the brand Obsessive Aggression is 100% going to be a part of something I do in my life. This is just the beginning. This is the beginning of everything. I'm always going to have a podcast. I'm always going to have a brand, you know, something like that. But again, who knows? I'm fucking 23. I don't know shit about anything. I'm just saying I'll always. I've said all that my whole life. You know what I'm saying? We say that our whole life. Oh, I'll always. You know what I'm saying? Always or never. Right? The two words that don't make no sense. Always and never. Right? Because it's never. It's not true. I almost said it. See, I almost said it. That might be the only true one. You know what I'm saying? If you say it's never is never true or something. I don't know. I'm thinking too deep into the vernacular. The vernacular there. It's a good word, right? I like words. I like hearing a word that just is like weird. You know what I'm saying? I like sounds. Words and sounds. So like vernacular, that's a crazy word. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of any other ones on this. Like Kraken. I like that. Like just that Kraken. That's a good word. Anyway, yeah, stand-up comedy. I want to get back up on stage. I'm not trying to focus on if I'm going to be, you know, Bill Burr or George Carlin or something. I'm just trying to see if I can do it again and if I like it. But yeah, guys, that's it for me. That's the news on my life. What's going on? That's what I've been thinking about. You know what I'm saying? The phone. And I'm saying it to you people. You guys know I'm a fan of being transparent and getting my goals out there. And that's what it is. I wanted to tell you guys about it because sometimes you might be feeling the same goddamn way. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you tell everybody about it, share it. You know, tell me what you guys think, man. I ask you guys this all the time. I feel like a teacher. I feel like a new teacher. You guys ever have like a substitute, like a long-term sub? They're like, all right, guys, I want to be as much, and they don't really teach the class, like it's biology, and they're like a history teacher. And they're like, I don't really, you know, I want to do as much of what Miss So-and-so, I want to be as much like her, you know what I'm saying? As much like her as I can. I don't want to be too much of a change. And the class don't tell you shit. And you just gotta, all right, whatever, wing it. And that's what I do my whole life. I wing everything. You know what I'm saying? I jump in and I wing it until I figure it out. So, or until someone tells me. So I want you motherfuckers to tell me, man. Tell me. Tell me what the fuck y'all think. You know, I would assume that if you share and like and comment, or share and like and subscribe, I would think you guys like it. You know what I'm saying? I would think those are good things. But, and that's obviously feedback enough. But, yeah, man. Yeah, it would be awesome for you guys to get in those comments. Tell me how big my nose is. Tell me how hideous I am. Tell me how I'm losing my hair, right? I don't know if you can see it. It looks good on my screen, but every time I upload it, it's terrible. You know, what else? Tell me, you know, how I sound like an evil guy from a 20s movie, you know what I'm saying? Ha, 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 get him, Mac, you know what I'm saying? You'll never catch us, like, you'll never catch us, face ass, you know? But, yeah, so do that, follow and subscribe to the show. I'm tired, guys, I'm sleepy. It's not even late, but that goddamn hour, spring forward, goddamn, ran me up. But yeah, guys, make sure you go ahead and share, like, comment, subscribe for the eighth time. Follow the show wherever you listen. Tell everybody you know about us. Follow me on my social media. You know where it is. I've taken up enough of your time with my jibber jabber this morning. I hope you took something away. And if you didn't, I hope you listen again. And if you never take something away, then, I mean, that's cool too. I just want you guys to listen so that eventually I can make money. That's it. That's all I'm here for. I just want to make money. Nothing else. Nothing else. Everything else I've been saying about creation and creativity has been a lie. I want money. All right. Enough. Peace, guys.